Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
I think that most of us who have any insight at all will not deny the fact that in many ways we seem to be living in the days of Noah. We are busy. We're all very busy with our lives, with our responsibilities. We run here and there and everywhere. But as it was in the days of Noah, today the people of this world seem to be running in the wrong direction. There is no real sense of what is right or wrong, except for what we decide is right and wrong. The truth of the Word of God is ridiculed, or at the very least, it is ignored. And there is no fear of a holy God who sees our actions, who sees our lives, who sees our heart, who sees everything. And there is no fear that our unbelief will have catastrophic consequences for us someday. If not in this life, then in the life to come. And as we are submerged in the muddy waters of our sin, in our self-centeredness, in our self-righteousness, very few of us weep and mourn over the sin of the people of this world, even over our own sin. But in the mind and in the heart of God, the issue of our sin is of overwhelming importance. And it is so important, it's so critical, that the issue of our sin is repeated over and over again in the Bible. So we are without excuse. And as we come to Psalm 53, once again, God brings this issue to our attention. And the point is this, that without a Savior, without Christ, without the forgiveness of our sin, we are all just running in the wrong direction in our lives. And sadly, the fact is that for some of us today, this just might be the last time that we hear this message, this appeal from God, because none of us is promised tomorrow. So in verse 1 of Psalm 53, the psalmist says, though we may be intellectually intelligent, though we may be well educated, though we may have done great things in our life, though we may have done foolish things that we regret, the real fool, naval in Hebrew, the one who is empty-headed, is the one who has said in his heart and in his mind, and perhaps at times with his mouth, that there is no God. Despite the overwhelming evidence of the person and of the power of the existence of the God of the universe, the fool stubbornly refuses to acknowledge him by his words And by the decisions that he makes, he chooses to live his life as if there is no God to whom he is accountable, a God who is Lord of all. And the fool will not submit himself to the word of God, but instead he foolishly chooses to elevate himself as the center of his life. And he says in his heart, I am not accountable to anyone or to anything except to myself. And the Lord hears the language of our heart, whether it is just a whisper or we scream out our unbelief, our rebellion against him at the top of our lungs. But either way, we are the greatest fools of all. Either way, the psalmist adds, we are all corrupt. Shaheh in Hebrew. We are all rotten to the core. And so because we are all evil by our very nature, we act according to who we are. So we commit abominable, detestable injustices, evel in Hebrew. We commit wicked things, shameful things, disgraceful things, as we continue to run in the wrong direction, as we continue to run away from God. A polluted fountain can only produce polluted water. So without Christ, that is all we can produce in our lives. There is no one who does what is good, the psalmist says, what is right in the sight of God. As we continue to sin against the light of our conscience, but nothing is hidden from him. He knows what is in our heart. And he has looked down from the glory of heaven, it says in verse 2. He has intently gazed upon the sons of men to see if there is anyone anywhere who is wise enough to understand, who has the insight to see things for the way that they really are, who can see the darkness of who we are before a holy and a righteous God. But left on our own, we are all blind to the truth. So we're incapable of seeing, of seeking after God for his forgiveness. And we're told in verse 3 that throughout the course of time, throughout the course of history, no one has ever been found who understands. Every one of us has turned aside, sug in Hebrew. We have all fallen away from the truth. We continue to run in the wrong direction in defiance of God. Altogether, every one of us has become corrupt, it says. Alach in Hebrew. We are like sour milk. We're like rotten eggs. We are all morally and spiritually stained, polluted by our sin. And apart from the Lord opening up our eyes to the truth, there is no one, not even one of us, who does what is good in his sight. No, not even one of us seeks the light of the truth. God must intervene in our lives and show us the truth. And perhaps that should be our prayer, that he would open up our eyes to the truth. Otherwise, we will not be saved from the wrath that is to come. This is a frightening thought, isn't it? It is a chilling indictment against all of us. The fact is, we need help. We need a Savior. We need Christ. We need his sacrifice for our sin. But at the heart, at the very heart of our sin is hatred. Hatred for God, hatred for his ways, and hatred for those who belong to him. Because without Christ, we are all enslaved to our evil desires. And those who belong to God expose our sin. And so we persecute those who belong to the Lord. And in verse 4, the psalmist expresses his amazement at these things. And so he asks this question. Have the workers of wickedness no knowledge? Do they not know? Do they not understand? Can they not see that they eat up and consume the people of God as though they ate bread? And they have not called upon the name of the Lord? They are on dangerous ground because God will vindicate his people. And so their wickedness will come back upon their own heads and they'll be ruined forever. But there is no fear of God before their eyes, is there? But the good news is that today, we are still living in a time where we can find mercy, where we can find forgiveness from him if we will only come to him. But someday those who have rejected his offer of forgiveness will find themselves in a place where there is no mercy, in a place where there is no forgiveness. And there, in that place, they will be in great fear, it says in verse 5. Pahed in Hebrew. They will be in terror. They'll shake with fear, where no fear had been in this life, because today there is only arrogance. There is only self-centeredness, and there is only unbelief. But someday God will scatter the bones of those who have encamped against his people, and so in the end, they will be put to shame because God will have rejected them because they've closed their eyes, they've closed their hearts to the truth. But that doesn't change the truth. For in Christ, God is with us. And though everyone else may abandon us, though everyone else may reject us, he will never leave us or forsake us. So those who reject him are the foolish ones. But they believe that they're wise, don't they? Even as they are all blindly running in the wrong direction. So in verse 6, the psalmist lifts up his voice to the Lord in prayer. And he says, oh, that the salvation of Israel the Messiah would come out of Zion. And we, who know the Lord, we also pray and we say, oh, let our Lord and Savior return. The time when our God will restore us, shuv in Hebrew, the time when he will rescue his captive people from the wickedness of this world. So let Jacob rejoice. Let Israel be glad, for the Lord is our refuge and our strength. He is our shelter in the storm. O Lord, our Lord, may the time of our oppression on this earth come to an end. The time when the Messiah will rule and reign. The time when his true sheep will come together and worship him forever. How blessed beyond measure are those of us who know him, those of us who wait for him, who wait for Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.